Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. Gym Class coming your way for a Thursday here on KGYM. We are loaded today. Dave Koken will join us. We'll talk with Iowa women's soccer coach Dave Diani and the Pick 6, as well as a Bowling Night in America wrap-up. It's all coming up on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Welcome in as we come your way from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids with the Gym Class for a Thursday here on KGYM. 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM, the north gym, 106.3 FM, the south gym in Iowa City. Presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue, northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. They're locally owned and operated, and a chance for you to sign up to be a member of the Third Base Mug Club. So be sure to do that today and tell them Scott, Mark, Kyle, everybody sent you from KGYM. Good show coming up for you. We're going to talk to Dave Koken coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Dave Diani, Iowa women's soccer coach, as the Hawks are in Minnesota to take on the Gophers tonight in a huge game in the Big Ten as far as possibilities for getting into the Big Ten tournament. We'll talk with Coach about that. And then the Pick 6, as well as Bowling Night in America. We haven't forgotten about Bowling Night in America last night. We'll find out how that went as well. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. Another couple good baseball games yesterday, and not without some controversy, which perhaps we'll get to, and we move on. One game today, right?
One game coming up tonight, as it will be game number 5 and possibly the final game of the American League Championship Series. Last night, early this morning, the Boston Red Sox took a 3-1 lead over the Houston Astros as a great play by Benintendi in left field to come in and get a shoe-top diving catch on a Alex Bregman line drive that, if it got by Benintendi, would have gone to the wall and would have scored three and would have catapulted the Astros to a 2-2 tie. That's the game of inches that baseball is, and despite the fact that these games are taking 5.5 hours, that's why we love baseball, because it is indeed a game of inches, not only with that, but early in the game, as you mentioned, with the fan interference call that a lot of people are talking about today that aren't talking about LeBron James's first NBA game in Los Angeles as a member of the Lakers coming up tonight. If you want to weigh in, 319-366-1600, the Hurtina's Stocker Jewelers text line. They're located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Again, 319-366-1600, the Hurtina's Stocker Jeweler text line. A lot of people agreeing with the call made by Joe West on replay. A lot of people, of course, I think some, because it is Joe West, not agreeing that he made the correct call last night down in Houston.
Joe not shy of the limelight, that's for sure. He made the correct call, at least according to Major League Replay confirmed that. I watched the replay multiple times, and I thought clearly the fan made contact with Mookie Betts' glove and perhaps prevented him from making the catch. But I guess, as I understand it, the fan has to reach over
Although
the fence.
And then yes, but then if they make contact with the glove of the outfielder, and you have that now because you have so many stadiums in the 21st century that have the opportunity for fans, a low fence, fans to be closer to the action, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's up to the umpire's discretion at that point. Like you said, Major League Baseball agreed with it. They made the call. And, hey, it was in the first inning. Yes, did it cost the Houston Astros? Absolutely.
I thought Betts might have made the catch, though.
I think he made it. I think he would have made the catch. I think he would have made the catch.
Astros are going to think, well, they had a home run taken away from them. But
there have been a lot of catches in the past also that have been talked about. Could have the catch been made, or could the catch not have been made? So this is nothing new to the world of Major League Baseball. At any rate, Boston gets the victory last night, even though I thought I just wonder what in the world Alex Cora was thinking of in the last inning with Craig Kimbrell out there and yet again just scuffling, and they decide to bring him in for two innings. Then get David Price up, who's supposed to start tonight, and have him throw a game out there in the bullpen. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. If you're going to get David Price up, why in the world do you not bring him in at that point, especially after he's warmed up that far and that long?
I was exchanging texts with Cal Eldred, our Tuesday guest and Kansas City Royals pitching coach, a little bit, and remarked about how impressive Boston is. And he said Boston was the best offensive team the Royals faced all year.
Yeah. They're good. Both these teams are good out there. 319-366-1600. And Gary in Cedar Rapids wants to weigh in about the catch or not catch or fan interference that was called in the Houston-Boston game last night. Hi, Gary.
Hello. When I was young, I was a Baltimore Orioles fan.
How about now?
Do you remember the catch at Yankee Stadium that they made the kid out to be a hero for reaching over and catching the ball when the Oriole right fielder was sitting there camped under it waiting for the ball to come down, and the kid took the ball away?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. It just goes to show, you know, nowadays the guy can go into the stands and they can. I didn't agree with that last night. I don't know why.
You thought it was interference or not, Gary?
I agreed with him, but.
Yeah.
You know, he was in the stands.
That was 1996, Jeffrey Mayer.
Yeah, they made the kid out to be a hero.
Well, depending on what side of the fence, I guess you were on.
So, it was pretty funny.
But that was 20.
Okay, that's all I got.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. That was 22 years ago, and things have changed. As far as the ruling is concerned. Yes, Orioles, Yankees, ALCS in Game 1 back in 1996. Yeah, he was thought of as a hero back then for the New York Yankees. 319-366-1600.
I think it's one thing to reach over the fence and interfere with the fielder, but the ball is traveling off Altuve's bat at, 100 miles an hour, if not more? And it's headed right for you.
What was the launch angle, Mark?
I don't know. But on the one hand, he tried to catch it. On the other hand, he might have been protecting himself. I'm talking about the fan. I still think the fan interfered with Betts' glove and impeded his chance to make the catch. And whether that dovetails with the rules, I'm not entirely sure. But that was my observation.
Yeah. You'd like to weigh in like Gary did, 319-366-1600 as we come your way here at 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. And is it I love baseball. You love baseball. We have a lot of fans, a lot of listeners out there that love baseball. Is it, and I hate to even bring it up, but is it getting to the point of just ridiculousness that 9-inning games are lasting 5.5 hours?
Kind of frustrating.
It is frustrating because it's past 1 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. You wonder why baseball doesn't get any publicity or people have almost forgotten about it. It's because of the fact that it takes 5.5 hours to play these games. I don't know.
69-59 on the Hurtin and Stocker Jeweler text line.
Maybe I'm old and bitter.
Well, it's 1-2 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast, right?
Yeah.
Hey, what's your guys' insight about the Brewer-Dodger game yesterday? Starting pitcher walked the first batter, and then he was yanked by the Brewers' manager. I get it.
Well, I got it.
I get it. I think that was the plan all along, whether Wade Miley walked the first batter or struck him out. You know, Dave Roberts tailored his lineup to face the left-hander. So Craig Counsell reacts, and it's not the first time he's done it. It won't be the last. Not the only manager that is doing this these days.
It was a bullpen start, in essence.
But then brought in a right-hander to face right-handers.
Then he got Wade Miley, his work between starts. Checked that box off. Mm-hmm. And did not work for the Milwaukee Brewers, obviously. Clayton Kershaw was tremendous yesterday.
Yes, he was.
As the Dodgers took a 3-2 lead in the series in the National League as they go back to Miller Park for a game on Friday. And we'll see if a game on Saturday, Game 7, is needed in that one as well. But you're going to see that more and more and more and more. We're already seeing the bullpen starts. But I think you're going to see that maybe not to that degree of just one batter.
Depends on your personnel. You're not going to do that with Kershaw.
Absolutely not. But with Wade Miley, yeah, you got a chance to do that. And especially if you like the way he pitches at home, good chance to do that. And you kill two birds with one stone, I guess, as far as the lineup is concerned. But yeah, this 2018 playoff is going to be remembered as the strategy of the pitchers, for sure. We learned last night from Ron Darling, listening to him call the commentary. By the way, Brian Anderson and Ron Darling, really good.
Yeah, they are.
Really good. Been enjoying them. That we learned about pitching lanes. You got to have your guys ready to go, and you got to get them in no matter what. You know.
They're running lanes, Manny?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but I thought it was I thought Cora got away with getting Kimbrel in there too early, and then I have no, like I said, I have no idea. He was just, I would like to know how many warm-up pitches Price threw last night and how effective he is. Still listed as a starting pitcher tonight. How effective is he going to be? Mm-hmm. I give the Astros a big, big advantage tonight with Price doing what he did last night and with Verlander going tonight. So there you go. 319-366-1600. Before we get to a break, turn to college football. Big 12 today, this afternoon, released their schedules for next year, which includes, of course, the Iowa State Cyclones. Mark, is this a coinkydink or not? Iowa State's off week, bye week for next year occurs after the very first game of the season and before the second game of the season. Who does Iowa State play in the second game of the season, Mark Dukes?
Let me guess. Iowa?
Iowa. Iowa State opens on August 31st against the UNI Panthers, and the Hawkeyes come in on September the 14th to play Iowa State. The conspiracy theorists out there wearing black and gold are already somewhat up in arms, saying that this was not a coincidence out there. They are seeing a grassy knoll and other things among the schedule building by Iowa State in the Big 12 for next year.
Iowa State actually has two open dates next year, September 7th, as you mentioned, and then November 2nd, which is, let's see, four games before the end of the season.
2 weeks to get ready for Oklahoma.
Yeah, you can look at it that way.
In Norman.
I think Oklahoma and Texas back-to-back, but Texas has to go to Ames in November for, God, I can't remember the last time that happened.
Been a while. Been a while. UNI on August the 31st, Iowa September 14th, September 21 against the University of Louisiana Monroe, September 28th at Baylor, then TCU at West Virginia, at Texas Tech, back-to-back, then Oklahoma State, then a week off, and then ahead to Oklahoma in Norman, Texas, Kansas, and the tricky trip to Manhattan to close out the year to take on Kansas State. Who knows if Bill Snyder will be there. But that's a November 30th last game for Iowa State. That's got to be pretty deep, and that's almost December, obviously. One day away from December for the end of the regular season for Iowa State.
Two open dates created that, yeah.
Very much so. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Dave Koken. Lots to get to on this edition of the program here on KGYM. We will talk with Dave. We're going to talk some Iowa women's soccer and a whole lot more. And the Pick 6 coming your way as well. Stay tuned. More to come after this. KGYM.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. This football season, add sizzle to the game. La Cantina would be happy to cater your tailgate. Or reserve La Cantina's party room and watch the action on their big screen while you crunch, sip, and cheer. La Cantina makes every football game a winner. Connect at La Cantina in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, in Marion, and in downtown Cedar Rapids. La Cantina is now accepting applications for positions at all three locations.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
KGYM, your home for everything football. Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, NFL, and Smart FM. The soundtrack for your tailgate festivities. In-depth insight from UNASH and Dukes. Todd Brommelkamp with Alex Kuhn and Smart Rock from Smart FM. To get you ready for all the action throughout the fall. From great offense and defense to great Aussie and AC/DC. From before the boom to back in black. Your football entertainment is covered with KGYM and Smart FM.
Back with the other gym class, KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We're going to talk to Dave Koken. We're going to talk to Dave Diani, Iowa women's soccer coach, here in about 15 minutes or so. And then the pick six, we'll have a Bowling Night in America wrap-up from last night as well. So a whole bunch of things to get to before 4 o'clock here today. And then the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They are out live at Mulligan's today for the KGYM road trip. Invite you to stop on by from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock here this evening. Iowa women's soccer playing up in Minneapolis tonight against the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Tied with Minnesota for 7th and 8th in the league. Eight teams make the Big Ten postseason. Northwestern, Sunday's opponent in Iowa City, right behind those two teams. So, obviously, a pivotal weekend for Iowa women's soccer.
Obviously, pivotal weekend coming up, and we'll see how the how the Hawkeyes played that out, and we'll do that in a moment.
Week 9, Scott, of the high school football season tomorrow.
Where'd that go?
Wow. And we've got a pair of games here on KGYM.
Yes, we do, with playoff implications coming up. Myself, John Haggerty, Jeff Moss will be out at Thomas Park, as it'll be Xavier looking for an undefeated regular season going up against Marion. Pretty simple. Xavier's in, and the Saints, they're in. Let's just put it that way. The only way Marion can get in is if Marion upsets Xavier, they're in, because that will create a three-way tie between Marion, Xavier, and Western Dubuque. And they all went 1-1 against each other. That means all three will get in, and there'll be two very unhappy teams that will not make it as far as 3A is concerned. So Marion's got a chance to get in that way. And then as far as Xavier is concerned, they win. They're the champs of the district outright. Get a home game. Probably going to get two home games out of this. And so a lot for those two to play for. We're also going to keep you updated on Cedar Falls Prairie tomorrow night. And then Battle for the Boot on the South Gym, 106.3 FM, as it'll be City High and West going at it at that time.
Prior to that Marion game, we'll be on the campus of Marion. The gym class will be tomorrow afternoon from 3 to 4. That will conclude our tailgate tour appearances this year. It's been a lot of fun, and looking forward to going out to Marion and talking to athletic director and girls basketball coach Corby Lobby and many of the other coaches. So looking forward to wrapping up the tailgate tour portion of our campaign this year.
Absolutely. That'll be coming up tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you, Kyle. I should have looked up there. Appreciate it. So we're going to try to do an audible and get Dave Diani and then get Dave Koken.
Okay.
It's Dave and Dave. So there you go.
Koken's still working on his chopsteak somewhere Vegas Strip. Or
might be working on it at this time. And it's going to be interesting to see how this all continue with high school football. and we'll talk about this more on Monday, because I'm not going to go down the road of, oh, gosh, the RPI is awful yet. Because, quite frankly, and you and I were talking about it earlier today, there is not a perfect system for high school football playoff, just determining who's going to be in. There never has been, there never will be a perfect way to do it.
Playoffs began in 1972, and there was a four-team affair in each class. And ever since then, the Iowa High School Athletic Association has tried to come up with formats. For a while, it was conferences, then it became districts. There was a point system. You got extra points if you played up in class, so on and so forth. Many different formulas, and I agree, there's no perfect system, but life isn't perfect. Sometimes you get left out. Win more.
Well, yeah. That's so, yeah, you could say that. You could say
one
that.
One of the problems, you know, if you're unbeaten, then it's hard to understand why you can't.
In the old days, there were unbeaten teams that did not make the playoffs.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, that wasn't right either. Like I said, there's not going to be a perfect way to do that. So more on that on Monday. We'll see how it all plays out over the weekend and see how that goes. All right, I think we got Coach ready to go. Dave Deani set to join us as the Hawkeyes going to take it on the Minnesota Golden Gophers coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. That will be in Minneapolis, and that, of course, is a very, very pivotal game as far as the Big Ten women's soccer campaign is going. And Coach joining us right now. And Dave, the hay is in the barn, as they say, right? You're ready to go for the game tonight.
The hay is in the barn. There's absolutely correct. We're just biding time here in Minneapolis till our 7 p.m. kickoff.
You're tied with the Gophers, Dave, in the Big Ten Conference standings. Obviously, a pivotal match tonight. How do you think you match up with the Gophers?
Yeah, we are. We're tied seventh place. So, you know, the team that wins actually will get the automatic, will have enough points to get into the Big Ten tournament right away. So it's a pivotal game right away for all of us. You know, we're two different teams. We're more of a possession-style team. Minnesota's a little bit more athletic and direct in transition, but we're both playing pretty good soccer right now. We're both led by older upperclassmen rosters, and you know, two teams that want to get back into the Big Ten tournament again.
Tell us about this entire season, if you will, Dave. How it has played out, and just getting to this stage and getting to this point of looking ahead to possibly making the Big Ten postseason tournament.
It's been a process, to be honest. We started off very well in the non-conference schedule and had a little bit of a lull about our third and fourth non-conference games. And really, I don't know if you can point it to the loss to Iowa State, where we played very well and just didn't get the result. But it's taken a little bit of time to get back our momentum. But the other part is we were a little bit dinged up and had a lot of very good players that were not necessarily playing week in and week out. So the last 3 weeks, we've been very healthy and had everybody back in our roster. And so we've not only played very well defensively, but we've been able to score the timely goal to win some big games against Nebraska, Michigan, Michigan State.
Talk about the composition of your roster, Dave. We know there's very good soccer, girls and women's soccer in Iowa, but across the Midwest, and looks like the bulk of your roster is from Iowa and the Midwest.
Yeah, absolutely. We have some outliers, you know, not only in this roster, but coming in the future, you know, Colorado, California, Nevada, but the bulk, we always try to keep the local Hawkeyes home and playing for the black and gold. And we have Kaylee Haas from Ames and Riley Whitaker from Ankeny and Josie Durr from just down the street in Solon. So we have Grace Necker and Bettendorf. So we have a lot of local girls, but the bulk of our roster is either from Chicago, Iowa, or Michigan.
Mm. Yeah, and so you get to see a lot of soccer. Make sure you get to the right people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, most of my ties for 14 years were in Michigan, so we've been able to continue that, you know, with that tie to bring them across Illinois. Mm.
How close is Iowa to the upper echelon, and I mean the top three teams maybe? How close is Iowa to them?
You know, I think that we're probably still a year away, maybe 2 years away in terms of overall talent in depth. You know, Iowa is, you know, I came in, this is my fifth year, my first year here. We finished in that we lost in the Big Ten championship. The year before I got here, they were in the NCAA. But, you know, in 22 years, we've only had about five winning seasons, and they've all come in the last 6 years. So we are a lot closer now than we were 5 years ago. You know, and I would say probably another year or two of recruiting classes will get us in that top three or four. In the Big Ten, those top three to five teams have never really struggled, and so they've never had to do what we're doing in terms of rebuilding and creating a culture, but we're well on our way.
Mm. Sunday, you get to be back at home to take on Northwestern. Imagine it'd be great. Seniors, last time probably out there on the pitch in Iowa City, and a chance for people to go out there, help see them play their last match, and then also help the Hawkeyes get to the tournament.
Yeah, fantastic group of seniors. We have four great student athletes. Rose Ripslinger from Davenport has had a great career, but it's been filled with adversity. She was a four-time All-American before she came. And the special part about this class is they were committed before I came. They were part of the old coaching staff, so they stayed committed and, you know, true to being a black and gold Hawkeye with the Tiger Hawk. So Morgan Kemmerling, a four-year starter out of Naperville, Illinois, Carson Roch from Indianapolis, and Jenna Kenchkin from Naperville, Illinois as well. So four great seniors. We're going to honor them. We're hoping that after tonight's win, that game is not as important, but Northwestern is also fighting for the final two spots. So I think it'll be a dogfight, and it'll be a great game for fans to watch.
Tell us, Dave, how's a native Canadian get to Iowa City, Iowa?
It's through Michigan. I came and was on a soccer scholarship at a small school in Michigan, Spring Arbor University. I learned early on I was a good soccer player, but I'm not a great soccer player, and my hockey career was over. So I turned to coaching almost immediately when my college career ended. And, you know, I was lucky enough to be able to pick, you know, get an assistant job at a Division II school, Hillsdale College. And then I latched on to Grand Valley State right as they're becoming kind of the national powerhouse. And I was blessed enough that University of Iowa noticed that we won some national championships and won a lot of games, and I was able to get into the Big Ten as a head coach.
There you go. And the rest is history, as they say.
the rest can be history, yeah. Good history.
Well, what do the it's 7 o'clock match tonight. What do you do during the day? What do you do with the team to kind of keep them loose and ready to go before the match?
Yeah, it's tough because we're in the hotel the whole time, so you have video and we have pregame meetings. Right now we're just having our pregame meal, and it's kind of got to be a balance of preparing for your opponent, but also taking some time to kind of rest the body and the mind. And they just got up from naps, I guess, quote unquote naps, and we're now turning our focus the last 3 hours here going into playing the Gophers and coming out with a victory.
Winning, you're in, Dave.
Winning, we're in. Doesn't get any easier than that.
Take care of business, as they say right there. Sunday at 1 o'clock in Iowa City for the senior day activities as Iowa takes on Northwestern, and hopefully another hopefully it'll be four victories in a row going into that one on Sunday. And Dave, we'll let you go. Thank you very much for joining us. Best of luck against the Gophers tonight.
Thanks very much for having me. Go Hawks.
All right, Dave Diani, the Iowa women's soccer coach, joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We've found Dave out of one of Las Vegas's finest restaurants, I'm sure. So we will get to Dave coming up, but we're going to take a break first. Pick six coming up, as well as a Bowling Night in America wrap-up. So stay tuned. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. and are all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Firestone Tires are kicking back more than just rain and mud this fall. They're kicking back money. Get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible tires. Increase your reward to $100 when you make a qualifying tire purchase with your CFNA credit card account. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid through November 5th, 2018. Claim form required. See your participating Firestone retailer, FirestoneTire.com for details. Limit 2 claims per household. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA.
You want a beautiful wood floor in your kitchen, bath, or mudroom, but you also know eventually there will be water or mud there, which ruins everything, right? Wrong. With WoodLook Lifeproof Vinyl Plank Flooring, only available at the Home Depot, you get the wood looks you want while being completely 100% waterproof, guaranteed. So now, where there's water, there can be WoodLook. Lifeproof Vinyl Plank Flooring starting at just $279 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Pennzoil Synthetics. Make the switch at a Pep Boys location near you.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
All right, back with you at 3:36 here on the Gym Class on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Unfortunately, got a little problem with Dave's phone, or Dave is out of the reception area in Las Vegas. So we're going to have Dave back with us next week.
Well, you can go to smokingcokin.com. I know he's playing 10 college football games this weekend.
That's big for Dave. That's a big card for Dave.
He's got a blog every day. He's very religious about writing the blog, and he's very adamant that that was not fan interference in last night's game.
He was adamant it was not. Okay. It could have been either way. It's 50-50 on that call.
He shoved Betts' glove shut.
I am not saying yes. I am not saying
intentionally
no.
or not.
It was a judgment call.
Whether he went over the fence or not, he affected Betts' ability to catch the baseball.
Somehow this is going to turn to Bartman. And I'm trying to avoid this turning to a Bartman.
And that I don't blame you for.
3:37. So we got the pick six coming up. We'll get to that in about 5 minutes or so. But we've got this little thing called Bowling Night in America to get to. And our Bowling Night in America wrap-up is brought to you by May City Bowl, located on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. And a fine night it was, indeed, with the pinch bowler coming in.
Yeah, he came out of the pen and gave a half-hearted effort. But
Jason Cole did not throw one ball and then get replaced.
No, he didn't. He didn't throw any. But it was a good night for the Rusty Nails, facing our good friends from the Union Station. Palumbo and Bentley and Schnickloth and Glenn Healy, and they were down a person, but and really didn't get their best shot except for Glenn, I know. But we bowled fairly well. Got 3 points out of four, won the first two games, had a comfortable series lead. They got the last, but 3-1 and moving on up.
We are moving up.
The,
we're trending.
Evergreen standings now 16-12 in fifth place. So decent night.
More importantly, only three games out of first. We got a little help
last
night.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Scott.
Well, I'm aware of that, but you know, we're
that's what the standings say.
We're going to get a nosebleed. We've not been in this rarefied air in a while since the infamous season of, what was that?
I don't know. The bowling pin is in your office. The signed bowling pin from
it's on
our
desk.
Championship.
It's, yeah. Maybe, well.
Who's left from that team?
Well, Corey and you.
Bob Davidson.
And Bobby.
Yeah.
And Rod. Was Rod on that team?
I think he was. I'm not sure. Rusty was, but he's retired.
Right.
Tennessee won, by the way. Did you see that?
I did.
He was very excited about that when I texted him.
I did.
Anyway, high numbers on the lanes last night. Max Hyatt with a 280. He captured a high game. And Glenn Healy, one of our opponents, we saw it up close and personal, 761. Great, great night for Glenn. Very solid series, very consistent. So
trying to think if he had it wasn't a perfect series, but if it was a clean series. If it wasn't, it was only one, I think, through three games. So that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It was indeed. Recommend May City Bowl for any open bowling, company outings, birthday parties, what have you. They can accommodate you out there. Nice pro shop with Andy Dirks at the helm there. Give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Yep, and I had a great time last night and looking forward to next Wednesday night as well. I think I'm off, though, next Wednesday night. So,
well, don't speak too soon. I was off last night until I got the call to the pen.
Basketball guys might not like that, though, yeah. If the bowling guys pull you in on the night you're off, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, might not happen. Might not happen that way. But, yeah, looking forward to more. And they've got some great things going on out there, Globe Bowling. Just give them a call because they got several opportunities for you and your family to head on out there. And got some good food out there as well. So take advantage of it at May City Bowl, Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids.
Cyclone Tim on the text line. This is the brutal part of your bowling schedule. Like Iowa State's football team, the schedule should ease up, and you'll get lots of wins.
We haven't gotten to the pen pals yet. I don't even know when the offing is for the pen pals. Haven't looked at it. We go 1 week at a time.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We go 1 week at a time, Tim. But thank you very much for the text out there. All right, 3:41. We'll take a break, come back. We'll get hooked up with the guys with the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, and we will have the Emil's Hideaway pick six. So stay with us. More to come after this on KGYM. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Get more.
Get more who?
Get more savings at the McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha.
Hi, Jamie McGrath.
And Lindsay McGrath. We're the Sisters of Savings.
And now through Monday night, no tricks.
All treats with over 2,500 vehicles to choose from.
That's a lot of treats.
A great selection of used cars from $29.88.
You can buy with as little as $88 down.
We have payments from $88 a month.
Get more savings with the McGrath Used Car Campus.
And more selection in beautiful Hiawatha.
From Acadias to Accords.
Camrys to Caravans, Yukons and Sierras.
Used trucks and SUVs.
From $99.88.
Even if your credit's a little scary.
Get more credit with McGrath.
We have banks and lenders knocking down the doors for your business.
Nobody works harder to help you get approved.
Get more at the McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha.
Minutes from anywhere. I-380 and Boyson Road.
Log on McGrathAuto.com. Click specials.
Now at Menards, save big money in your next project with 11% off everything. Clearview Cabinetry gives you more. More storage, more style, and more function. Soft closed drawers and hinges ensure quiet closing with every use. Right now, save on the Sarek Teak Finish L-shaped kitchen. Only $1,553.29 after 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through October 20th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tomorrow afternoon.
afternoon at 3. Tune in to 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM for the KGYM Tailgate Tour with the Iowa National Guard. The gym class will be coming to you live from Marion before their matchup with Xavier. This is Scott Unash, and I'll be your host alongside Mark Dukes. Countdown to kickoff with us as we chat with coaches and athletes and get you ready for high school football action. The KGYM Tailgate Tour with the Iowa National Guard, tomorrow afternoon at 3 on the gym.
Come grow with us. Frontier Co-op is growing and looking to hire team members at all our locations within minutes of Cedar Rapids. We have open positions in our operations department, quality control, and marketing. Frontier Co-op offers great benefits, including subsidized on-site childcare. Go to frontiercoop.com to view our current openings or see us at the Corridor Career Fair on October 25th at the Cedar Rapids Marriott from 3:30 till 6:30 p.m. Frontier Co-op is hiring now and is an equal opportunity employer.
Kevin Kugler here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Hall of Famer Rod Woodson and I will have the call from Arrowhead Stadium as Patrick Mahomes and the 5-1 Kansas City Chiefs return to primetime to face Andy Dalton and the 4-2 Cincinnati Bengals. Both are looking for a bounce-back win after suffering losses last week. Join us and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs host the Bengals. Sunday at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
.345 back with you in the gym class Thursday edition here on KGYM. Tomorrow we will be out and about. We'll be at our final tailgate tour stop. We'll be at Marion getting ready for Marion and Xavier tomorrow night. And looking forward to talking with the Marion coaches tomorrow beginning at 3 o'clock. So tune in right here on KGYM. Time for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast, right behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Dave Alec has joined us here in studio, but we're going to throw it over to Todd, the czar, the grand poobah of the Pick 6, as he joins us, and the defending champion of the Pick 6, weekly champion anyway.
Oh, you didn't need to bring that up, Scott. I would have brought it up.
Hey, when you win, you get all the accolades and all the laurels, man.
I'll take laurel singular here, but 5-1 last week, not too bad, and looking to replicate it again this week. We'll pick 6 games, and then we'll take 6 callers when we're finished. I'm going to bat leadoff here, and we head to Lincoln, Nebraska, where this is not a typo. Nebraska, winless on the season, is a 3.5-point favorite at home over Minnesota, and I am going to take Nebraska. They're going to get their first win of the season this weekend.
Ho, 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 ho.
I think it's going to look like they get their first win of the season, and then Minnesota comes back 99 yards, wins the game. Give me Minnesota.
Didn't that happen last week?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Good. P.J. Fleck is 3-8-1 against the spread in Big Ten play. And it's tricky to lay points with a team that's 0-6. But I think Nebraska gets its first win also.
What is the bar in Council Bluffs? Barley's?
Barley's.
Barley's. They've got the locked, cooler of their product there waiting for the Nebraskans to just drive across the border and rip it open or whatever they envision. I'm with Todd. I think that is going to happen. I think Scott Frost gets his first win, and the long national nightmare is over. Nebraska gets the victory.
Nebraska should have won last week and will this week. I'll take Nebraska.
I really wanted to take Nebraska in this game. I do think it's possible that they win this game, but I just cannot bring myself to have enough confidence in them to take care of that hook. Give me Minnesota.
We almost had Alex on a P.J. Fleck island, which is worse than any other island there is.
It's actually not a bad island to be on because you could always get off it because there would be a boat to row.
There you go. I didn't put that together.
Game number two, Michigan State and Michigan. This is being played in East Lansing, and the Spartans, fresh off a road victory over Penn State last weekend, they're getting a touchdown at home in this game, Alex Kuhn.
Oh, this is a tough one, a game that is usually very difficult to predict, but yeah, give me Sparty.
Dave.
The road team has won the last 3 games in this series, Michigan ranks second in the nation in total defense and ninth in scoring defense. And a loss in East Lansing would wake up an angry mob. Give me the Wolves.
He likes Michigan in this one. This has been it's a rivalry game. And in rivalry games, you throw out the point spread. I love Michigan State getting 7 at home. I'm going to take the Spartan. I think Michigan's going to win this game, and I'm going to take Michigan State in those 7 points. So give me Sparty.
Dave made the point about the defense, and I think that's where it lies. Michigan's got a terrific defense, and the offense is getting better. It's a better football team than Michigan State, and I'll take the Wolverines.
Michigan's coming off a pretty good win itself, but so is Michigan State. This game is at Michigan State, and Scott's right. If I know one thing about college football, it's that anything can happen in these rivalry games. Give me Michigan State to at least keep it close.
I think the Spartans are spent after going into State College last weekend and beating Penn State. You look at this. If I were in Las Vegas, I would look at this and go, hey, they just beat Penn State, and now you're going to give me a touchdown at home. Of course I've got to take Michigan State. That's how you lose money. Give me Michigan.
Would you be a sharp guy?
There's nothing sharp about me, Scott. I am literally the dullest knife in the drawer. Dave, we've got game number 3 here. We'll go to Madison, Wisconsin, where the Badgers are a 26-point favorite over the Fighting Illini.
Lovie Smith is 4-11 against the line the last 15 games in the Big Ten. And with the Badgers smarting from that loss last week, the Illini are just what the doctor ordered. Give me Wisconsin.
I've got my doubts about this Wisconsin football team now. I've got more doubts about Lovie Smith. But 26 is a lot of points. A lot of points. Reluctantly, I take Illinois getting 26. God help me.
Been going back and forth on this because of the 26-point spread. I mean, you can see it 34-10, probably.
That's what I'm seeing.
Give me Illinois. God, why'd they do that?
Every week this comes up, Illinois and Rutgers, they're just so bad, I'm not going to take them. And then Wisconsin, I feel like they've got something to prove after what happened last week. Give me Wisconsin here.
I'm going to take Wisconsin as well. Anytime my instinct is to not throw as many points as that, it usually comes back to bite me. So Badgers it is.
Illinois against anybody with a pulse has been far greater than a 26-point spread this year. Give me Wisconsin.
Game number 4, West Lafayette is the host city. Purdue getting 2 touchdowns, 14 points at home against Ohio State, Scott.
I have consulted my friend and guru from West Lafayette, Indiana, to take the pulse of Boiler Nation. And they have taken a timeout from getting ready for the basketball season after the poor start the football team had. And they're actually excited about this game. I think Purdue's going to be excited about this game. Might not win, but I'll take those 14 points. Ohio State's defense is not great, everybody. I'll take the Boilers.
I'm going to agree. Blau is a second-rated quarterback in the conference, and Ohio State's given up a ton of big plays. I'll watch. They'll pitch a shutout Saturday, but I'll take the home team in 14.
Purdue is not as good as I want to think that they are. And Ohio State, the best team in the Big Ten, one of the best teams in the country. Purdue severely outclassed here. Give me the Buckeyes.
A little bit of line movement in this one from the beginning of the week. We're picking it at 14. Right now in Vegas, you can get it at 12. That means the money is moving in Purdue's direction. I agree. If this is a 13-point loss or better for the Boilers, it's a win for me. Give me Purdue.
Purdue is starting to play some decent football. 3 wins in a row. Rondale Moore is one of the most explosive players in the conference. I think that Ohio State's going to have some trouble keeping up with them. I like Purdue to keep it close.
Ooh. Dave, do you put Kyle on an island?
Yes.
I'm 2-0 on islands this year.
Purdue 7-2 as an underdog, 13-6 overall with Jeff Brohm. The Boilers have averaged better than 39 points while winning their last 3 games and have shown dramatic progress on both sides of the ball. Give me Purdue.
You know, the only thing better than being stuck on a PJ Fleck island is being stuck on an Urban Meyer island, because you just forget that you're stuck on an island. Northwestern is in the state of New Jersey this weekend. They'll be taking on Rutgers in Piscataway, and the Scarlet Knights are a 20.5-point underdog at home, Mark Dukes.
You forgot. I'm sorry, Buckeye Nation. Okay. Rutgers can't come within anybody of 21 points, can they? Give me Northwestern.
Yeah, listen, I just said this. Illinois and Rutgers, I am not kidding. They're just terrible. I'm going to take everybody over them. Give me Northwestern.
I'm taking Rutgers. I don't know about you guys. I'm 5-0 right now.
I know you are.
I'm going to go with Northwestern.
Me as well. Northwestern, 13-2 the last 15 games on the road against the spread.
I think the biggest question now is, does Chris Ash even make it through the year at this point? They're that bad. Putting Todd on an island. We need to come up with island records for everybody.
Mark, we'll sponsor the island.
Mark, get on that. All right, get on that. I will take Northwestern.
All right. We're going to finish up with Maryland and Iowa at Kinnick Stadium. For our purposes, we'll take this at 11.5, and our tiebreaker this week, the longest completed pass by Nate Stanley, who today was honored as the Manning Family Quarterback of the Week. 11.5, and the longest completed Nate Stanley pass on Saturday, Kyle.
Listen, that Iowa offense, we've all seen it the last couple of weeks. It has really taken off. Meanwhile, Maryland's running game, there's been a lot of talk about it this week. I just don't think Iowa's going to get fooled by the Maryland running game. I'm taking Iowa here, and I feel very, very confident in it. As far as the tiebreaker, give me a 51-yard pass.
I've got Iowa winning this game by 10 points, so therefore I have to take Maryland. And for longest completed pass, we'll go 39 yards.
I think that Iowa's going to win big, and I think that Maryland is susceptible on defense to give up the big play, so I will go 60 yards.
All right, Dave.
The Hawks have struggled in their last five homecoming games, even losing to Northwestern a couple of years ago as an 11-point favorite. Maryland, on the other hand, is averaging 245 yards rushing per game at 6 yards a carry. And the Terps are very good in the red zone. In fact, there isn't any team in the country ranked higher in the red zone. I'm going to take Maryland on those points.
Longest pass completion?
40 yards.
40 yards. All right, very good. I think I was going to win this one by a couple touchdowns. I'm going to take the Hawkeyes, and I will go with, as a tribute to former Hawkeye Tracy Crocker, I will go with 46.
Dave's right. Maryland's 100% in the red zone, but you have to get there first. And I think Iowa's defensive line will prevail not only against the rushing attack from Maryland, but also throughout the game. I've got Iowa winning by 17, and which is a cover. And give me 38-yarder to number 38.
38.
I see what you did there, Mark.
Yeah, you see what he did there. All right. We need six contestants right now. Give Kyle a call at 319-366-1600. Hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. And if your guy is the best of the week, you will get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. Thanks, Dave. Always appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right, Todd, I'll let you and Alex get ready for the show coming up next. And they will be on from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock here this evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow at Marion. This has been the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Firestone Tires are kicking back more than just rain and mud this fall. They're kicking back money. Get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of 4 eligible tires. Increase your reward to $100 when you make a qualifying tire purchase with your CFNA credit card account. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid through November 5th, 2018. Claim from acquired. See your participating Firestone.